So tertiary treatment then will use chemicals and or biology to remove the colloidal organic material that's left, which is the residual BOD, that 9.9%. The nitrates and the phosphates are removed, plus in many places the water stream going in will be contaminated by some pretty tricky organic molecules such as pesticides or heavy metals, and those things then need chemical technology to get rid of them. And then finally, we disinfect to get rid of the pathogens. So in this process here, which is based then, so this is a small system, you do something like this up at Cape Tribulation, for instance. So you're getting untreated effluent coming through. Your primary treatment then happens in this step here, where you're getting sludge settling out. The water stream that goes out then still contains the bulk of the BOD, etc. That material then is simply put into a controlled wetland environment. We then use the bugs that are sitting at the base of the roots then to deal with the chemicals that are present. So it's a smart way then of dealing with this process. As long as you understand the process well, then you're able to design your little ecosystem thing to cope with the amount of sewage input. So up at Cape Tribulation, the old Douglas Shire Council and now the Cairns Shire Council make sure that any new house, etc., that goes in has got the appropriate way of dealing with sewage waste, rather than what used to happen in the past was simply putting it into a septic tank, which invariably then leaks and then causes problems into the local waterways. Larger scale versions exist. So this is down in Melbourne. 35% of Melbourne's sewage then is processed in a wetland filtration system. The scale then is pretty big. Nearly 11,000 hectares devoted to this at Werribee. So what they do then is they flood irrigate with sewage to 100 millimetres. The water then percolates into the soil. With that amount of nitrogen and phosphorus present, the grass grows really rapidly. They then take that grass after 21 days. They then run cattle on it. So they put 15,000 cattle, 30,000 sheep on it, eat up this grass. Now, as long as you don't have any toxics in the mix then, this is a completely fine method of working, but obviously in Europe this is impossible. You don't have the spare 11,000 hectares sitting around the city that you can actually do this sort of process.